During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hit a backflip and then dipped off the set. Your girl having sex. She looking at me like, Lowe's, what we doing next? We might play the box. Yeah, I got one from my ex. That's the Xbox. I picked the door lock. Nigga so hot, I take a shot of the motherfucking gin. Again, I'm gonna win. Putting dick all in a friend. Now, once again, when I come with some old kick in the front door and turn on the stereo. Hey, I meant to say turn the radio on, but you ain't gonna even be on that bitch. A tattoo on your arm of your mom. I mean you no harm. If I'ma walk up and I'm coming with some Parmesan, I might order pizza. I might get two. The more you buy, it's cheaper.
That's all called, right. That's called special.
Yeah.
That's called special.
I got the coupon.
Yeah.
They got to honor that shit.
It's called the Tuesday Night Special.
Yeah.
If a rapper's a Herbie Kirby, I left him on the journey. With hospitals, devils advocate, excellent attorney. Lovecraft country, I get naked on the journey. My balls deep, I'm pulling out my Dick Gregory. Chainsaw massacre, melanin face, leathery, feathery hat, throwback, starter jackets, a down coat. John on the beat, so everything got a sound dope. Four eyes, that second half, I've been around smoke. King of pop, Pro Bowl shot, and then the crown broke. Brown folk suffer that PTS from slavery. Pimpin', I'm a ball wherever Ohio players be. Prayers to the church on the moon, I mastered it. Lyrical disaster, these niggas is blasphemous.
Okay, what?
Goddamn.
Instagram, man, nigga.
Okay.
Right now, on Instagram, man.
Boy, over here getting
man, you don't know fool. Nigga, he the coldest, boldest nigga that I done never seen. Every time I see him, we on a different scene. Hey, you know what I mean?
Why that boy spit?
We from the bay with them yada da beans inside of that scene. Bitch, you the sight that I seen. I'm type of nigga be wearing jogging pants and flipping jeans. And keep it clean and pull up just with your knee. And then hit her all in the spleen with the pain. You ain't seen what I done seen.
All in the spleen with the pain.
All in the spleen with the pain. Had an old chick named Janine. She kept her house clean.
She made a whole lot of collard greens.
Come on.
That shit had a lot of steam.
Come on.
She took the pot off the top. Top off the pot.
Come
on. Fiona's name Scott.
Come on.
I'm on live right now on my IG. I'm in ATL doing the B.I.G. Putting out that smoke is in my face. I'm getting contact.
Yes, you will.
I'm not going to walk by.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, because I be higher than a bitch.
Not
in the kitchen
really,
trying
focus,
to fry
no
chicken
focus,
wing and shit.
Come
with
on,
the bread and the hot sauce and keep it real. Just some nigga shit, because that's how I really feel.
Hey.
You got a headache, take an Advil. And then take a nap and then really chill. I mean, I stay higher than the light bill. Nigga, do you even know what that is? That's the biggest bill most niggas got. Shit ain't really been the same since Pac got shot. Y'all be letting niggas get away with everything. Seen a nigga grab a nigga purse and touch his ding-a-ling.
Touch his ding-a-ling?
Jeez.
That's a
what?
Goodness.
I'm gonna go here freestyle. Y'all see where I'm at? I'm with Lil Bro.
This your trap shit, man. That's how it's supposed to be. We got all types of things going on in here today. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot to celebrate. Just found out. 85 South Show was rated the blackest show on earth. This the blackest show on earth. This show black as hell.
Got to make some noise.
ATL, I'm here. Comedy theater.
We in here. You know what? Today we got some very special guests in the trap with us today. I don't know if you have been in jail for the last 12, 15 summers, or if your TV just been broke, or you just don't watch shit when people are doing great things. But this nigga right here has been part of a lot of great black things, from the movies, to the television shows, to the Impressions, to Soul Train, to Wildin' Out, to shit, what, Meet the Blacks? Meet the Blacks Again.
Actually, I wasn't in that.
Oh, well, they should have put you in it. Shit, Wildin' Out alumni. Nigga was on the first episode before it was an episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Avion Crockett is in here with us. The list goes on and on. The list goes on and on. Big fan. My man Brandon Lewis is in here with us today. Don't act like you don't see him all over the internet talking shit and things of that nature.
Roasting niggas.
And then we got America's favorite hood chick.
Don't call me white girl.
Mona is in here with us too. You see how I put this shit together? This is such a well-rounded cast. Avion, first of all, this is your first time in the trap, so welcome to the trap.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having
Marvin Gaye is in attendance with us today, also my forever co-host.
I don't even need to turn around and look. Marvin is always in my soul, so I appreciate his presence.
Yeah.
Right here.
Man, what's been going on? How you living, G?
I'm living good, man. Pandemic been good to me. I'm healthy.
Hell yeah.
COVID-free as a motherfucker.
Been seeing you popping in on all these interviews, giving the backstories. Man, I was up late watching Soul Train clips and shit like that. You like, what's the shit you did, like with TV One or some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how that shit pop up on your YouTube? I was like, nigga, what Ape talking about? Then this nigga come out doing this shit. I was like, yeah. Bruh.
Spaghetti body.
Hey, and your Apollo clip done went viral on Facebook again this week.
Heavy.
Man.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of history, bro. How did you get started with the entertainment?
Dancing, really. Dancing has always been my thing, and dancing is what put me on stage first.
Yeah.
So by the time Def Comedy Jam came around, I saw hip-hop and comedy merge, and the hip-hop, I was already a part of that. The only missing link was comedy for me.
Yeah.
So when I saw comedians like Kool Bubba Ice going there, and at the time, I wasn't a comedian. I didn't even know I could do comedy. It wasn't an aspiration.
Right.
But when I saw him go on and do all impressions, I was like, oh shit, I've been doing voices since I was a kid. I'm a dancer. I know how to work a stage. So I just started trying shit, and that's how I got in.
Man, you've been killing it with the impressions. What's the number on it now? Like, how many impressions would you say you do?
I have no idea. Because some people I forget I do, and I just don't do them in a while. And then somebody new will come up. Like, I just randomly did DJ Cassidy on the Versus reenactment, but it's not like I had a spot on impression of him. I had the glasses, the hat, and when he was DJing for Keith and Bobby Brown Versus,
yeah,
I just came out doing wacky shit and everybody was dying off of that shit.
That series that you and Spice Adams created where y'all recreate the Versus joint.
The after show?
Yeah, like how did that shit come out?
When Teddy and Babyface fucked up, when Teddy Riley had all the bad Wi-Fi, that's
oh
really where
God.
we decided to do it. We was like, man, we should spoof this shit.
They gotta let Teddy go again.
They do.
No, some real shit. They got to let Teddy go again. He got a whole nother set of hits that he ain't get to use.
He a legend.
But he went twice, though, didn't he?
He got to go again.
He got to go three times.
It don't matter.
He got enough to where he could go again.
Yeah, he could go again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Factuals.
That versus shit really been interesting, though, bro. That Gladys Knight, who she went against?
Patty.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Patty.
That was a good one. Gladys Patty. Was...
Soulja Boy Bow Wow was the funniest.
Yeah, for sure. Big Draco.
That shit was funny.
We got to get Soulja Boy on this bitch.
He ain't been on here?
He ain't been on here.
This is prime time Soulja Boy entertainment right here. He should be on here.
For sure. I'm saying, bro, this is...
Somebody text that nigga. I know one of y'all niggas in here know Soulja Boy.
Don't nobody.
Jack somebody know Draco.
Get Big Draco on the line.
Big Draco. First rapper to do Edify
My fault,
Social.
Yeah.
Big he ain't Draco. The first rapper to do the shit.
Oh, he will be after
y'all
he does
it. On here. Y'all have some heavy hitters on here.
Some legends on here.
Y'all have some heavy hitters on here.
Yeah, we got y'all on here. Fuck you mean? You on here.
Thank you, my nigga.
Nigga, you was on the Real Def Comedy Jam.
I actually was. That was my first comedy experience, nigga. I was in a room full of legends. I mean, that's if you know anything about your spirit, that's when you know God talking to you, saying you made the right decision.
Mm.
When you look to your left, you see Cedric the Entertainer. You look to your right, you see J. Anthony Brown. You see Jamie Foxx. You see Russell Simmons. You see everyone who's who. Chris Rock. Everybody was in this one room.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I got some work to do. I got a journey in front of me, but I feel like I made the right decision.
Mm.
It's crazy.
That Meet the Black shit taking off, too.
Mm-hmm. Was the third one or second one?
I don't know.
I think they're on part two.
Part two?
Yeah, it's part two, the scary joint.
Well, you got some legendary scenes up in there. And it's like... Shit hitting different, especially with social media. House. That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I'm talking. I can't remember all this shit.
I knew what you're talking about. The Haunted House, Marlon Wayans. Yeah. Ray.
Like, and you know, these movies is hitting different now, because now these clips getting like all this fucking use that you never thought they would. Every time you like click on some shit, it's some motherfuckers posting comments and then clips and videos and shit.
Yeah.
Especially now, like with the I don't give a fuck. That,
right.
We at Phoenix when the white boy did that shit.
He was in the restaurant.
Random as hell.
Two weeks ago.
Walked out. He was like, I don't give a fuck. He said it perfect though, like a white man. He was like, I don't give a fuck, Keisha. He just walked out.
Loud.
Loud as hell. Like, he was one of them.
That was real inconsiderate because he just left y'all with that bitch.
He just left.
Like, everybody in the restaurant don't know what the fuck going on.
But he looked back. But he looked back when he shut the, like, when he went out the door, he looked back to make sure we heard him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all been on the road and shit.
Yeah, shout out to this boy, man. Brandon Lewis, this nigga, cold-blooded. We been on the road for what, 3-4 years now?
Yeah, I've been knowing that nigga when he wasn't shit, bro.
Man, I knew Carlos Miller when we did MTV Yo Mama.
Exactly. Atlanta. Nigga ain't even have a lineup.
Nothing.
That's how far we go back.
All the way back.
Far back.
When I thought Hollywood was gonna be calling my fucking phone when I did that show.
Ain't that
I'm
a
like,
bitch?
What's taking so long?
Ain't that a bitch?
Didn't nobody give a fuck about that show.
Nope.
Not even the people who watched it.
How many times have y'all had that job though where you was like, oh nigga, this about to be the one?
Every time I get one.
Every single time. You sitting at
it? I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, you on now, Mona.
This got I'm telling you.
We finna get you on.
What else left to do?
You in here with Afion and shit. Somebody gonna see
you. Light-skinned couch.
Light-skinned couch. I'm
That's
here for it.
That's what y'all doing? We trying to take
I'm
over?
I'm here for it.
Yeah, we're not
me and
scared.
Brandon
the melanin deficient couch.
Nah.
Nah, we here though, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm proud of what y'all doing. I remember when me and you had a convo.
Yeah.
You was trying to figure some shit out, and then here you are.
I'm still trying to figure some shit out. We're going to have another one, man.
Let me know.
I'm telling you, shit is getting so weird right now. I'm having
Come on, man.
A fucking dilemma.
Well, I'm always an ear, you know what I'm saying?
The whole world got
I don't know everything.
Hey, man, you know about
but
this
shit.
I know
shit, enough.
Man.
I know enough to help little bro.
Hey, man. Bro, how you link up with Nick, bro? Get
shit,
on Wild
the
and
same
out
as most of y'all
like,
did.
You was one of those ones, you had a lot to do with the started that shit, though.
He said that he built the show for niggas like me, but I still had to audition 5 times for that shit.
That's the type of shit he built.
I wish I could say, he just called and it was a wrap, but it almost wasn't. Shout out to DJ D-Rec, my boy.
He fought for you?
That's my guy. Yeah, Derek was inside the room in the office, and he was like, yo, why y'all not just booking this nigga Atheon? Since day one, he was the one that was like advocating. But again, Nick came to me. I saw him in Vegas one time. He's like, nah, I got a show for you, man. I'm gonna call you next week. MTV, he did say you gonna have to audition, but it's built for you. We ready for you. But I was like, why am I auditioning? And then half the people in the room wasn't like incredible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I'm freestyling the same way you were just going.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, Los, I'm in the audition room, and I just black out. I'm freestyling. I'm talking about the producers in the back of the room. I talked about Now. I ain't even know Now at the time. I was talking about his shorts. I was roasting niggas and just pointing at them. And they was all like, oh, my God. 3 more auditions later, nigga.
Damn.
Like, I thought I just did my 8 Mile Eminem shit. Like, just really killed it. And but you know, what I learned is this. Everything is a journey, and you gotta remove all bitterness from the journey. And here's why I say that. Because you well know that there's some fuck shit that can go on the business side of things. And you have to remember that it's business. We always think it's personal shit, but when it's business, you have to literally look at yourself as this fucking bottle. It's a product, and people are making a decision based on that product, whether they want that product on their shelf or not. And so I used to be sensitive about a lot of shit. I used to be personal about a lot of shit, and then I finally was like, oh, okay, you just making a decision about my product, and you think that removing the product from the shelf is gonna discontinue sales, but you don't understand that I manufacture this product and I know other distributors that's going.
And I don't need my shit in everybody's store.
I don't need my shit in that particular store. So that's my outlook on this whole thing.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G in-home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Hey, bro, you know all the tour dates are out now.
All the tour dates are out?
No, I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, all of them out?
Yeah.
So, all of them up?
All of them up.
So they online, 85southshow.com.
Yes.
Where all the tour dates is, because I'm tired of motherfuckers asking me, where can I get the tickets? Bitch, they not in my pocket.
Right, all the way.
85 South Show.
These are the shows that we going to do as long as the world stay open. So get your tickets. So if the world open, then we gonna come. And if it closed, you already got your tickets, so we gonna come when it open back up.
Yeah, we just gonna come to your house.
All the way.
Tell them where we at.
Hey, look, the 7th of August, we in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bond Secure Wellness Center.
Talk your shit.
Bond Secure.
Bond Secure.
August 14th, mm-hmm. we'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina at the Crown Coliseum.
Yeah. Then get what?
What?
Get where we going?
Where?
To the bottom of the mountain.
All right, wait, what?
September 11th, show live Jacksonville, Florida at the Bi-Star.
The Bi-Star. Then you know where we going?
Where we going?
To the west side.
No.
Where? The top of the west side.
West coast, man.
All the way. Seattle, Washington. Put them on the glass. Home of Baby Got Back. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Showing
them. Seattle, Washington. We at the Wamoo Theater.
That's October 1st. Showing them. Then October 2nd. We in Sacramento.
We're going back to the sack time.
And then that's at the Memorial Auditorium.
Yeah. Then 10/29, we back at the bottom of the map, like DC said.
Tallahassee.
You know what I mean?
September 29th.
We at the Donald Tucker Civic Center.
That's October 29th.
That's October 29th. Yeah.
October.
Then November, we got some days then too.
Where we going?
November 5th. North Charleston, South Carolina.
Showed it.
North Charleston, Coliseum.
That where we at?
Then we got it.
Then right after that, we don't get no break. Where we going? Greensboro, North Carolina.
At the Greensboro Coliseum. Y'all better sell that out.
They couldn't come up with a name.
Every time y'all see me in Greensboro, y'all be like, when y'all coming to Greensboro? When y'all coming to Greensboro, Chico? Y'all don't fuck with us? Y'all don't fuck with Greensboro? Yes. 11/6, I expect to see all y'all to be coming up to me in Four Seasons Mall at the show. So please, 11/6, Greensboro Coliseum.
Bro.
What?
No more. What the fuck are we doing?
Bro, ain't no... They Atlanta. They gonna keep asking us about Atlanta. Don't even tell them.
Yeah.
Just go to 85southshow.com.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Get some
don't tell
more information on them tour dates.
We just moonwalking on you hoes.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know who gonna pick that shit up.
Right, this it for now.
But if y'all buy these tickets,
let them know you mean business.
If y'all buy these tickets, we just gonna put some more dates on there.
Throw another.
Hey, you want some more? Yeah, throw them down here.
Hey, buy them tickets, man. We're not playing with y'all. We mean business.
Fuck, we'll do it live.
Okay,
But shout out to Nick. Like, don't. The audition shit was, it was, you know, tedious, whatever. But he gave me the platform to be where I am today. Like, I've said that publicly. I've said that in his face. I said it on Wild and Out. I've said it. I've never shied away from giving Nick his flowers.
Yeah,
and I never will.
Never
stop doing it.
It ain't never got shit to do with him.
But again, back to what I was saying, it's never a personal thing.
Yeah, that's the part
and
about it.
It's like, there's other decision makers involved.
That's the part about it, where you just be like, who said that? And they be like,
because on some real
I get right back
shit,
with you. Can't nobody, bro, that's the shit. That's my frustration, is don't nobody know shit.
On some real nigga shit, you be wanting to know.
Came, yeah, they can't tell you where this shit came from. You're like, well, they said, who said that?
Point them out to me.
Right.
I want to talk to that person that said that. And they don't do that in Hollywood.
Hell
they pass
no,
the buck.
Hell
no. Well, Carlos, you need to calm down.
I don't.
You need to calm down. Be, just be, look, it's all going to be good.
It's not, though.
Who the fuck said it, though?
But they won't. Like, they won't even tell me who fired me. They still there. I know. I'll probably see them every day.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's part of the game.
Yeah. The same motherfuckers who don't want you there, I got to be with you every day. Make them sick.
What was the first?
That's why when I be having fun, I be having extra fun. I don't give a fuck what it is. It's like, I don't give a fuck if I'm laughing, nigga. I'm extra laughing. I'm extra as fuck. Whatever it is, nigga, just you gonna see me in abundance.
Was people shocked when you came back?
Yeah, niggas was crying. Man. Not the motherfucking cast, nigga, just worked there. That's how I knew. When I came and all them nigga, the cameramen, all you know the motherfucking cameramen all up.
Yeah.
Loose, my man! They was crying and shit. I was like, nigga, it was white people crying.
Damn.
Just their favorite nigga.
That's hard.
That's hey man, fuck.
But you flipped it, man. You flipped the opportunity in the best way possible. You, Chico, DC, y'all really have built an empire off of what that platform provided for you. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of your journey, of the story, but again, I'm just talking about from what I'm seeing from the outside looking in.
My journey, you listen to Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Rick Ross got the coldest line about all, that'll sum all this shit up.
Huh.
I would always tell my niggas, but ain't nobody listen. That's how you sum it up, Mona.
Nas got a line. He say, I got no game. It's just some bitches understand my story. Let it sit.
You don't listen to nobody? I thought this nigga had one, too. Nothing.
I'm like, damn, that was deep.
He got no game.
I'm still thinking about when I didn't get the $1,000 on MTV. When they said cut, I thought this money was mine.
You didn't get the money?
What happened?
They was like, I had it in my hand. I was like, I got my $1,000. And they was like, and cut. They tried to grab it. I'm like, this mine. They like, no, we gonna give a check. I'm like, no, it's over. He like, no. We was tugging for that shit for like a solid minute. And then they was like, it took like 180 days.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm like, why it take so long for $1,000?
I don't know. That show was some bullshit.
They good for holding up money in the
pipeline. That's Hollywood, though. That's when I learned the business side.
Yeah, you asked what job I get. Every job. Every one of them. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what it is, nigga. I thought all of them was the one. But now that I see, you got to have a whole bunch of little ones and then get a big one.
But you never can tell which is going to be that one. You think something's going to be little and then that shit blow the fuck up. You never know.
I'm talking about the one that the people who making the movie gonna believe gonna be the big one. Mm-hmm. Where it's like some nice money up front. It ain't like some comeback money where you can get booked off some appearances and shit. I'm talking about
right.
Like, fuck what the people think is the one that's the one for me. That big ass check. I mean, like, Lose, that movie was terrible. I'm like, nigga, I made $17 million.
Exactly.
That's the one.
Sheesh. Right.
Yeah. You know that movie, like, that's some bullshit, but it's like you get a good deal on the back end, and then,
like you said,
the shit that nobody expected it to be the shit. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you in the Notebook too, crying and dancing with some white people. You the most well-known nigga ever. Yeah, that's it.
That back end be lovely, though.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, don't pay me shit up front. Give me back end points.
I ain't sticking around long. I'm going to hit me a lick and get the fuck on. I'm not even going to give the industry a chance to not like me. I'm leaving.
What's that number on that lick?
Nigga, about 20 million. I'm going to Mississippi. You'll never hear from me again.
You're fucking right.
I'm desperate. Pay the taxes, I'm out.
I don't believe you, though.
I'm telling you, I'm not staying.
You may not stay in the traditional industry, but I see you being on some Chappelle shit. You gonna get a shitload of land in Mississippi.
You right.
And you gonna have a gang of shows. You gonna bring niggas out there.
I am.
And do it on your terms.
They gotta come see me.
$20 million, you own Mississippi, nigga.
Nah.
Half of, okay.
Do you understand everything? That ain't even a lot of money. It's an old white lady in Mississippi with $20 million.
I can give you that.
Cause she collects shopping bags.
Nah, she just been rich her whole life.
She
whole family
collect
rich.
All the bottles for 15 cents. $20 million.
I'm going to get me a couple of M's out this game, then I'm dipping. I'm going to just move to my land and get fat. Get me a dog and a lady with some nice titties. I'm out of here. Fuck this shit.
I'm stealing this table when I leave.
Nah, I'm going to get you one if you want one.
Yeah,
I know. I had a nigga send it to you.
I'm going
to
need that.
This shit dope, man.
Oh, yeah, this is a black owned joint, right? The black?
Yeah.
What type of titties, though? Dolly Parton titties? Or?
Nah.
It's too big.
Dolly Parton has
it's the wrong color.
No, titties. Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about. I don't know. I think the ones that last the longest be like them church lady titties.
We know you melanated.
Yeah.
Who is a black woman with famous titties?
There's a lot of black women with famous titties.
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Foxy Brown.
Pam Grier titties, known for titties?
Yeah.
I thought Pam Grier more for face. I ain't never thought
of that. Foxy Brown is the body.
Nigga, go watch.
No, I'm saying Dolly Parton, y'all know that's titties.
You can run out the Pam Grier.
Go watch Coffee tonight.
So you trying to say who the most famous black titties?
Pam Grier gives you Jack O'Box and Jackie Brown. She was the most famous.
Who is the most famous black woman known for titties? Dolly Parton.
Right now?
Right now. And no, period. I never know. Aretha Franklin known for her titties.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
She known for titties.
When you think Aretha Franklin, you think titties.
No one
when I say
Dolly
Parton, he be like,
I'm thinking
titties.
I'm thinking no Jill Scott got the title
Jill,
right now.
And then we saw them.
I think Jill got the title right now.
She got nice titties too. Shout yeah. out to Jill.
Queen Latifah right, had them for a minute.
No one has been labeled. No black woman has been labeled as the titty woman.
Because they told us to stop. They remember they right. said we was over-sexualizing the women, so then we couldn't
so
really.
So Dolly has the crown, for the titty crown.
Right.
As soon as you say Dolly Parton, titties.
That's too big. But Foxy Brown.
Exactly. See, look, you just said too big. Mm. Titties. Mm. Foxy Brown, you saying, oh, she fine. That's just an ideal woman, shape and everything. Jill Scott, I can give you that one. I can give you that one a little bit. But still, Jill Scott known for her face.
I'm still trying to
and
think.
Her voice.
Did we overlook somebody?
Queen Latifah got to be living single Queen Latifah.
Nah, I think Queen Latifah titties, I think when she played Bessie, she
yeah, she pulled them
sweaty.
Out. And then it's like, mm-hmm.
No, nobody oh, liked damn, those
I never disrespect them titties, but.
I feel like they nicer titties. It just wasn't a good scene for the titties.
I don't think that. I think those they was as good as they was going to get.
That's all
I don't even know.
You titties on a hot summer day. You don't want to take a picture then. You stand yeah. in front of the fan. You trying to cool your tits off. You might lift them.
Not saying nothing was wrong with them titties, but those are not the ones that they led me to believe they was going to be. I was deceived.
She had nice nipples.
They was cool, but, you know.
Those are real titties.
They, yeah.
titties don't sit up.
And I'm not mad at that. I don't give a fuck if your titties look like torpedoes. Just show up with what I expected you to have. Like, what you led me up to believe, those titties that she had in those movies, those weren't Khadijah's titties.
No.
Those was the other ones. I didn't, you
those
brought it
set
up.
Set it off titties.
Yeah. What
are you from?
Philadelphia.
I heard it.
You heard the accent?
You those don't know, mama. She titties. Just be saying a lot of wild shit, man. That's why I love her. She would be saying oh, yeah. any fucking thing. She got the world saying, the math ain't mathin'.
The what?
You pussy got ready.
The what?
You know how you gonna have a pap smear? And right. tell well, you?
He don't.
Well, I've never been, but.
So now the cat's a bit furry.
Okay.
Maybe a little sweaty. You weren't ready for the pap.
But you ain't, still you let ain't you showered before.
Right, so because I would have had a pap shower.
You had a full day in the humid Philly streets and you wouldn't get your pap
and
after
I
that?
I came here for a regular doctor's visit and you talking about pap.
Right, so you gotta open up that.
But I'm still gonna let you do the pack because you ain't ready to play me like this pussy stain.
Right.
Because it don't.
Goodness gracious.
It's tough.
I don't know. After a long day, I don't give a fuck how. Yeah, it smell like.
It's a little twang too.
It smell like an underarm pit after a gym workout.
Whoa.
No. Now, I drink water and shit.
Yeah, but after a long, sweaty, humid day, I know Philly. Philly humid as fuck.
A lot of walking.
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of incubation that's going on in your pussy meat. And so...
It's a lot of black streets.
You can drink all the water you want, but that sweat and that salt is going to create motherfucking spam in your pants.
I like to call it twang.
Wow. You like to call it what?
Call it what you want, but it's going to knock a nigga out.
Taste tort got a twang.
Tomato, tomato.
Niggas got it rough out here.
That's a sun-dried tomato, nigga. That shit's tart.
When you say tart, when a woman says tart, you got to be like... Fuck it, let's go.
Exactly, you with it.
But you got to think, it's a little hesitation. But then it's like, fuck it, come on.
You're not turning
that. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
What's hard is after you leave the club. Like, y'all been dancing on each other all night. You gonna pop it.
For sure.
But as a man, we don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when you say tart, you be like, chill.
You be fucking, you keep your nose up.
Like, when you say tart, you like, come on, man.
You still popping after she says tart.
Exactly, but I'm going to think about tart. It. Like, it's going to be a quick thing. It's going to be like, fuck it, let's go.
You could have did without the tart comment.
Yeah, exactly.
To sum it up.
But you a real street nigga. She smoking the blood.
Exactly. He know. He danced, so he been in the club dancing with a chick.
I know. We've been sweating, and we leave and we get it popping. But if I know that her pussy don't stink on a regular basis, but you right.
That nigga I've been dancing with. Damn, bro, you do know.
I done danced with a lot of women, and...
You ever dance and get a whiff of ass?
That pussy sweats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dancing niggas got it easy, bro. When do y'all come up with routines? Because dancing niggas just show up with a dance. Like, nigga, when y'all practice this shit?
Yeah, niggas gather in the garage, in the fucking the hallway. The
so niggas
room.
Be having secret meetings and be like, all right, nigga, if I do this, you do this.
Pass it to you.
And after that move, oh, you went there? All right, nigga, well, I'm about to go here.
Can you break dance?
I do it all.
Spin on your head?
All of that shit. I mean, not anymore.
But you do realize that we live in a time where you can make money just going to people's weddings and dancing.
Facts.
Yeah. You know how many fans you got? Like, eighth, bro. Like, the reception is gonna be crazy. How much to get you to come and fucking battle me? In front of my wife.
In front of my wife.
Dude, I got 15 grand. Her pop's fucking loaded, man. Just come to the wedding, fucking battle me. That's all I want. And then y'all come up with a routine and shit.
Oh, that's not a routine. You just give me that 15 and I'll come smoke you real quick.
You take this shit serious?
You're not gonna let the nigga win on his wedding day?
You ain't gonna let the nigga win on his special day?
You have no idea how competitive the dancing niggas are, for real, if that's the case.
It's too competitive, nigga. I can't let you. You gotta beat me for real. In your tux.
Pop lock me, nigga.
You gotta beat me, nigga. You paying me 15, I'm gonna take the 15. I'm gonna eat your food, and then I'm gonna beat you in the battle.
So what's the one song, like, dance? What's your song that you can't resist? Like, I gotta dance.
Just Begun, Jimmy Castor.
Who?
Who? Play it, DJ.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's
somebody
song again?
Somebody played Jimmy Castor, Just Begun. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. Y'all young motherfuckers in here, y'all don't know shit.
When did you get him out in the 50s?
But look, here's the thing, though.
If I said some mystical shit, y'all would be like, oh, nigga, yeah.
Chuck Berry.
But that sound like
Jimmy Castor, long time coming.
Swizz.
They played that on the Hyundai commercial.
Play that shit and see what happens.
Play the song, let's get this nigga on
the niggas that don't know it gonna get up and be like, oh, shit. Turn that shit up.
Oh, this some breakdancing
shit. Breakdancing
shit.
Turn it up.
Oh, he's letting know it.
Who this fucking table? And that's some cardboard and shit. I stand in the back like this. This some old shit. This when rap first came out.
Gonna make you move.
This nigga telling his age.
All right, that's enough. We can't play the whole shit. We're gonna get flagged. Jimmy Castor sued the shit out of us.
I want every fucking thing. Nobody told him to make my song a rap song anyway.
What is that, jazz? That's jazz, right?
He a nigga. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's a funk song.
That's funk.
Yeah.
That sound like a B-roll of a dope movie when they going through packing shit.
Oh, it's been in all of them.
Sound like beat shootout.
It's been in all of them. That song, legendary.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Covers not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Tell me about a legendary dance battle you had. We don't get to hear a lot of these stories.
There was one in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Well, me and my boys almost died because of the battle.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was too dark, man. Hold on. Wait a minute.
No, you got to hear why it's legendary, though.
Okay, bet.
So we three niggas, the Apollo footage, the same three niggas, me and the twins, we went to Raleigh because at the time, that's when you knew who was who in different cities and shit.
Yeah.
So you know who the crews were, or you knew who had dope dancers. So we was out in Raleigh hanging out with some chicks, and they was like, yo, let's go to the club. We was like, yeah, we need to go to the club. We want to see who y'all dancers are. So anyway, we in the club, and, you know, the club looked a lot like this, but times 100. It's niggas, is, you know, a little more gold and shit, chains and shit. It was a lot of that. And so we in the club all night. We with these chicks, but we would break off and we start ciphering. We dancing. We doing all our flips. We doing all our shit. And
you imagine so, you in the club. It's three niggas on three different sides of the club.
Doing flips.
Doing flips.
A lot of competition.
With MC Hammer shoes with silver tips on.
Nah, we ain't had this. We couldn't dance in that. They're too slippery. I couldn't do that shit.
So you killing them. You doing backflips and some motion.
You know, when you start dancing, everybody form a big ass circle. So we in they town, we in they club, we ain't never been here before. So we was already taking a risk doing that shit. And so literally the song, the same song we danced to on Apollo, is called Hot Music by Soho. The DJ put this shit on. This is like 2 hours into the club night. DJ put this shit on. We literally see the whole club follow these other three niggas in a wave. They came right over to us. So they've been plotting that shit all night. So the nigga dancing and shit, one nigga do a quick flip and land in a split. And the twins are self-taught gymnasts. They nigga gymnasts. They used to flip off their mama house.
Self-taught.
So these niggas looked at each other and laughed. And one of the twins start flipping in one place. Like he just kept rotating. Handspring. Bop, 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 bop. 11 times.
Bop, bop, bop.
In front of this nigga. We start beating these niggas so bad, they were sitting Indian style in the circle watching us with a bunch of thug niggas behind them. The thug niggas was mad that they niggas was sitting down. They was like, man, get out there, get these niggas. So one of them, the twin is out there dancing. One of them starts to swing on the twin. The twin on some Mayweather shit, he ain't even see the nigga. He's bobbing him and
you
dancing.
Mean to tell me this nigga outdanced a nigga punching at him? You imagine trying to hit a nigga out of anger and this nigga he don't even know he fighting. Man, what the fuck is going
on? He missed him every swing.
Talent.
So I see the shit and I'm like, oh fuck, it's about to go down. We finna die. So out of nowhere, I Bruce Leroy kicked this nigga in the back.
The twin?
No, I kicked the nigga that's trying to punch him.
Oh, damn.
Because to me, I'm like, oh, we in a fight now. Because he's swinging. Somebody going to swing on me next. Well, I kicked this nigga in the back, and he went like this. Ah! And I see all the niggas in the back taking their shit off. And then security came, and, you know, we lived. But it could have got dicey.
Nigga, out of all the stories I ever heard about some niggas dancing, I ain't never heard death being involved.
Did the twin ever stop pop locking, or did he pop
that nigga was still backflipping while this whole shit was going on?
Did he like moonwalk out that joint?
Nah. We had to get security. And I backed up against the wall because I was like, if it's gonna come at me,
that's
I don't want nobody
spot
to.
When you get jumped.
Yeah, I was like,
you've been jumped before.
That's the coldest that part about the shit. Internet. Somebody just in the comments gonna be like, I was at the club that night.
Yeah.
That's weird. That
rematch. Nigga
gonna have a club name and everything. That was Club Ecstasy.
Round two.
That bitch used to be raw. Any nigga came in there dancing real good, got their ass whooped.
No, it really went down like that. It sounds far fetched, but we lived through that shit. And that day was known for killing niggas up there.
I believe it.
Live the pop lock another day. It's a good one.
Money Hoods.
Live the pop lock another day.
That was lit.
North Carolina niggas.
What part of North Carolina that was?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
They
Rowdy.
Don't you?
They
rowdy. Yeah, they real niggas.
Niggas ain't that
they real time. Niggas.
Yeah, they definitely real.
They always be real.
I'm fucked with North Carolina in the real. It's some good ass food up there. It's that barbecue shit that I like. They got good barbecue at the airport in there. That's the best shit in there.
They do.
That shit at the airport. Man, that
got a barbecue spot.
That barbecue spot at that Charlotte airport need to move to Atlanta.
That airport is lit for sure.
I fucks with that shit.
You get that barbecue and you go sit in one of them rocking chairs.
Goddamn right.
Eat like you on the front porch.
Big white rocking chairs in the window.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina food way better than Atlanta.
You think so?
I haven't had a good
meal. You're just trying to find any reason not to like Atlanta, and that's some bullshit.
I ordered macaroni and cheese and collard greens and macaroni and cheese.
You can't eat everybody macaroni. Pies. You know that. You think you're just going to, just because this is a black city, you could just pull up eating people macaroni?
You fucking right. Macaroni.
No, it don't work like that, Mona.
It don't. You just been? Like you probably can't eat everybody cheesesteak.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
What's your favorite cheesesteak place in Philly?
The Poppy Store, like hood stores. Puerto Ricans, a little bit
so
English.
It ain't none of the chains?
See?
Hell no.
Which next is
Ishka Bibble's and all that
shit. Yeah, Ishka Bibble's pretty good out of all the tourist spots, but
right.
You got a South Philly cheesesteak, you got a North Philly cheesesteak. South Philly is Wiz, that orange cheese. North Philly is white cheese.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
So which is better for you, the white or the yellow cheese?
North Philly, for sure. I'm from North Philly.
Okay.
Philadelphia is a rough city.
It's a great city.
They don't be bullshitting, but they show a lot of love.
Yeah. When I went there,
Philadelphians are loyal. They fuck with you, they fuck with you.
Hell yeah. I felt so out of place one time I went to Philly. I was in the barbershop, and I was sitting there. The nigga was cutting my shit. And then everybody in the barbershop started praying. I was just sitting there.
It's a lot of Muslims in Philly.
And you got
I'm
the
talking
beard
about
too.
The entire barbershop, the nigga, everybody.
Muslims, right?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
I was like,
Philly's like six.
Y'all niggas ain't even Muslim. Gonna ask me if I wanted. All right. Fuck me then.
You got that beard, they might have thought you was gonna get down.
They did, and I felt exactly. Like they kind of was disappointed that I didn't.
For sure.
The whole mood changed after
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Look at this nigga.
Man, you down here working? In Atlanta?
Yeah. Comedy theater all weekend.
How's Atlanta like respond after seeing the nigga they've been watching for so long? Cause you know this city, a lot of niggas come here and they can just do the first part and then they leave. Like, bro, that's the fans you want to be in front of, the rough crowd.
Right.
So I think we done got a bad rep though.
No, it's always love.
Yeah.
It's always love. I don't play Atlanta that often. But
you should, though.
Every time. No, I'm about to be doing more, but.
This is one of them markets where it's like if they fuck with you, they let you rock,
no,
bro.
No, 100%. Anytime I'm here, I get love wherever I go. And I've been coming to Atlanta since I left North Carolina. So
hell yeah.
Over 20 years.
What's your favorite city?
I love L.A. That's why I live there. I love L.A. I love to visit New York. I can't live in New York. It's too fast-paced for me.
It is.
I'll be tired after like 6 hours in New York.
Just the hustle. Because
you done did 40 things once you touch down.
I don't really do too much shit. That's one thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to New York, I give up in the middle. I was like, fuck, man, we gotta walk again. Bro, I'm not going down all them fucking steps. We need to do everything once.
It's a lot.
It's a lot for me.
It's a lot to do.
New York's a lot.
But it's from the South. I'm used to motherfuckers being that way. It's too much motherfuckers for me.
Atlanta's really fast. It looks like Philadelphia. It's a
yeah,
lot.
The thing about Atlanta is everybody's moving. Ain't nobody really staying in one place too long. But in New York, it's a lot of niggas lingering. A lot of lingering ass niggas. A lot of niggas walking.
They super aggressive. That nigga like trying to fight me because I wouldn't hit the weed. Like hit the weed, turn it down. He's really offended by that. You don't want to hit my weed, ma?
They do get offended by that. Yeah. New York niggas get offended if you don't even buy their weed.
For sure.
They'll just give it to you.
For sure.
Yo, I know you ain't want to fuck with me, but I'm just saying. Just take this on me.
Like,
nah, nigga, relax. Your bag dirty. Never buy weed from a nigga if the bag dirty. Like, if the bag look like it's been handled too much.
Your cellophane cloudy, nigga.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
Sure.
That mean he been trying to sell it for a long time and anybody bought it. Y'all done got spoiled. Y'all out there with the medical weed and shit.
That
shit done went
medical
to college.
Medical is overrated. What?
Some of it ain't.
No, the good Zy is from a felon.
I think you just like hood niggas anyway, Mona. So when you like hood niggas, they weed hit better.
Any excuse to go down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You just like dangerous shit.
Just a hood ass nigga.
You ain't.
Swear, bro, you got to
I think, oh, just a hood ass nigga. LA got just good weed. Just give me just the
it's
house.
It's hard to find.
Just give me the house, bro. That shit hit to me.
I like the dispensary weed, though, because like the a lot of niggas don't leave when you buy weed from. What y'all about to do?
Yeah. Like,
no, this ain't that, bro. Keep it moving, man.
Shit,
anytime you call the weed man in LA, they want to hang out and shit. Oh, y'all got some little cuties over here, huh? Bro, we got enough for us. Ain't nothing extra left over here.
That's funny.
J-O-N, play me some pepper. Man, you want a Capri Sun or water or something?
I'm good, man. I'm sipping my little water.
What you want?
Capri Sun. Let me get
I knew you wanted one. You just didn't want to say the shit.
Get one of them
motherfuckers. I always be trying to act like they don't want a Capri Sun.
Hey, why they don't like sell Capri Sun by the gallon?
Who?
You're not listening.
Capri Sun.
What you say?
Water.
Oh, I thought you had a big ass water.
I just like free shit. Oh. They put get my bag.
She trying to clean that puss
bro,
out.
We about to switch to Kool Aid because we've been drinking Capri Sun too long and they ain't fucking with us. So
damn.
We about to switch our shit
they
to Kool Aid.
Make me uncomfortable drinking shit I can't see. I saw a bitch on YouTube cut that open. It was doo-doo in it.
What? Don't believe that.
Google it.
Fake.
What was?
It was brown shit inside of Capri Sun.
Ain't shit in these.
You can't see.
Because you can at the bottom.
These is doo-doo free.
Why do you think they made the bottom clear? Because of the doo-doo incident.
Ain't no rats or nothing in this bitch.
It's ain't a joke.
No roaches.
That motherfucker hit it.
Pimp.
My favorite city, Baltimore. I fuck with Baltimore.
Baltimore, July 31st. It's my first time in Baltimore.
You doing stand-up? What you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing stand-up.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
shit.
I fuck with Baltimore.
I'm a comedian.
I'm going to be in your town on the 25th.
Really? Where?
July 25th at the Met.
At the Met. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's North Philly.
Young Philly.
Atlanta got the best comedy crowds.
You think so?
But I think we got watered down. Like the old Uptown days when they used to boo. That was the best crowd.
That wasn't the best crowd.
You don't think so?
That was stressful.
Because I think if you made it, because if you made it, you was funny.
No.
I ain't mean you was funny.
If
they might have just been too
suicide.
Tired to boo you because they didn't boo everybody. I seen a lot of niggas didn't get booed, but a lot of niggas didn't do good either.
I came up in them days.
Wait, so the crowd was just too tired for booing niggas?
Nah, they were saving the boo. The Atlanta crowd be like, who next? Nah, don't boo him. Wait. We got a nigga we can really boo. He ain't the worst. Trust me, he ain't the worst. He ain't the best, but trust me, save your boo, nigga. You're going to need your energy for this next nigga.
Yeah, Uptown.
I got booed my second show.
Your second show?
Second show ever done comedy.
I haven't had a bad night.
Soul
yet.
Crusher.
Yeah.
That's scary for me. I feel like I should have already.
What? You having what?
Like, I had a really bad night, like, when nobody laughs or they not, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've had times I had to, like, make them laugh, like, work at it. But I haven't had a flop yet.
Like, you gotta make these people laugh. You got to.
Them flops be coming, though, don't
you? Yeah,
don't.
God, like, I think it's part of the
How long
game.
You been doing it?
3 years.
Oh, yeah.
The flop. Quick PSA for comedians. If you get booed,
leave.
Well, like, walk off the
like,
stage.
Go home. Like,
if you doing bad and you leave, I promise won't nobody be mad at you. I swear.
Like,
just
drop
leave.
The mic.
Because they want
no,
you to
no,
leave.
No, don't drop the mic. Like, comedians will do bad, and then they'll come sit, like, stand next to you. And it's, like, bad energy. It's like, get away, bro. Like,
if you bomb, you stay away from people.
Stop. Like, get away.
Bombs
you can feel it.
Shrapnel. Don't go. Don't bomb
so
and go
finish
right back
set,
over there
but then
with
leave
the comedians
the club.
Who ain't
no,
went
no,
on
no,
yet.
No, finish your set. No, finish your set.
And y'all say
don't
finish.
No, leave. Get the fuck on.
Because they don't want you on the
Do
stage.
You curse them out first?
No,
fuck
they don't like you.
You cock-eyed bitch. Tell that shit. You just leave.
I mean, if you,
I have it planned out already.
If you feeling it.
I always bring a cousin.
You could do
Just in case
Bill
he
got to
back me out that bitch. Bah, bah, bah.
Bill Burr did that one time. He was getting booed, and he just started cussing everybody out, and they started laughing.
That's my plan.
But everybody can't do that.
I could fight a little bit.
And he white.
He white.
But you know the thing? I like to see comedians bomb.
You an evil nigga.
That is.
Because I know how hard this shit is. It's hard as fuck. And everybody think they can do it.
Everybody definitely think they can
do it. When I see a nigga dying,
I go get front row. I like to just watch them die.
Every nigga or the niggas that
like
think
when
that's
a nigga's
cocky.
Dying, like I can stop me. I got to see this nigga die. And then when they get off a stage and they start talking to you, it's like a ghost is talking to you. Damn, that's cold-blooded. And that's the evil side.
That's
every comedian know, like, they like to see a nigga, because it's hard, bro. This shit is hard.
Everybody when I see a comedian bombing, that shit crushes my spirit. I be like Trey yelling in the alley, Ricky!
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I don't want to see that
I get
for
secondhand embarrassment.
I start sweating for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if it's one of the dogs.
When it's a comedian I know, I'm like, damn.
Don't backtrack.
No,
you like watching your homies die.
No, I don't like watching my homies
die.
I like watching comedians that think they nice and then they go die.
Oh, okay.
Because we get a lot of that on the road. Yeah. Like, niggas will come up to us and I'm known for giving niggas the mic. Like, they'd be like, yo, I'm a comedian. I'm like, oh, word. High five.
Damn.
Get that.
Quick five.
Could they really take the mic?
Could they be talking?
You can die in 3 minutes. You can die really in 2 minutes.
Yo, don't they almost every time take the mic, right?
Yeah.
And I think we've only had, like, maybe one or two that was nice. Everyone else.
Yeah, you gotta let them niggas get them guest spots.
You got to,
though. You don't want them niggas to blow up and be like, yeah, Carlos bitch ass. Nigga ain't wanna let me on. Now I'm running shit. Ho ass nigga try to stop my career, man.
You know that's going on the gram for sure.
Nah, for sure.
Oh, I used to host comedy shows. Nigga can come up and bomb and don't have one complete joke and get off stage and bomb. It was like, yeah, that nigga Carlos ain't bring me up right, man. He ain't tell him who I was. You like, he ain't say nothing, you know what
it's
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Then the nigga did 2 minutes right before I came up. You feel me? So I'm on a whole nother vibe. You feel me? And then mix that shit with what he said and then he ain't bring me up right. And the DJ ain't play my song. Then the mic was fucking up a little bit, so man.
All them bomb excuses.
All the bomb excuses. This the funniest shit to hear when a nigga bombing though.
Them niggas handed me a right-handed mic, man.
Man, when a nigga
left-handed.
Hey, when a nigga bomb. When a nigga bomb, this is what the nigga always say, no matter who it is, a nigga be bombing. Nigga always say, yeah, man, I just came up here to show my nigga Carlos some love, man. Man, nigga, now you fuck you, man. I just came up here to show y'all some love, man.
What do y'all think about the social media comics? Like, people that come up.
This the
like
thing
me.
About it. Leave them alone.
Yeah, leave them alone.
It's like, somebody is telling all the social media comedians that they have to go do stand-up comedy. If you're not a stand-up comedian, don't let nobody talk you into that shit.
But they going for the bag.
I don't blame them, though.
Nigga, I don't blame them either, because some of them making a lot of money.
They stupid then. These people got a fucking demand. If people want to book you and you do sketches on social media, the bitches need to know that you coming to do sketches then.
Facts.
Shoot sketches in front of these motherfuckers and put everybody who was going to boo you in the goddamn sketch.
Facts.
Don't let these people book you for an hour of comedy if you ain't never did a minute of comedy. I show up at these motherfucking schools with a production team. Yeah, we shooting sketches this whole time. I'm going to need these people over here to put these black t-shirts on. And y'all, okay, this what y'all do. Nigga, do what the fuck you been doing.
Facts.
Why would you goddamn let somebody talk you out the hustle that you been on?
Facts,
man. I'll book these motherfucking colleges and be like, look, I don't do no stand-up comedy, but I will come and be on campus for 2 hours and I'll shoot some sketches with some students and I'm out there, bitch. You're going to get more promotion that way if the shit go my way than if somebody say, man, that nigga came to school and bomb. Like, no, that nigga came to the school and turned this bitch up and we went viral, nigga.
Facts.
Why wouldn't you?
Facts.
Fuck that shit, bro. Like, I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm not about to let these people say, okay, Los, we need you for the homecoming fashion show. Don't curse. Like, fuck all that. Like, fuck that. Don't book me if you watching the shit that I say. Why would you bring me somewhere that you don't want me to say this shit?
I like the cuss.
Stop hiring comedians and trying to tell them what to say. Hey, could you watch the bitches? Well, could it not be so many bitches in here? I mean, we're fine with the language. Just don't call them hoes. They fucking, ain't they? It's kids in the show. They holding babies. Fuck out of here.
I feel like I'm a lover of comedy. I feel like the comedians I watched coming up told jokes in little clubs for 15, 10 years, whatever. People like me, I went viral from the beginning. So it's like, if I say, yo, meet me in Baltimore, they gonna meet me in Baltimore.
Yeah, you know what but I mean? You got to do something you when they get there.
Here's the thing. You get booked for 45 minutes. You got to do at least, that's the contract. If comedy clubs is 45 minutes. That's the minimum.
Or at least tell these motherfuckers, right. Hey, keep it real. I don't do no stand-up comedy. I needed this
45
money.
45 minutes of comedy
nigga, you suck. Take a picture with everybody in that bitch.
Getting booked.
Give them a reason to love you.
Getting booked is easy.
What's that, though? Like, I'm doing it. It's all me, like the street. So I'm getting the venue. I'm getting the security. Right. It's my shit. I booked myself.
Right.
Because niggas ain't calling me.
Right.
I did the punchline in Philadelphia. I fucked the punchline up. Right. Them niggas wasn't gonna call me.
You comedy don't need them to call
comedy,
you.
Comedy is male
they
dominated.
They not gonna call you.
And then on top of it being I'm out male dominated, I'm a viral comedian. So the comedians that's local to me, they not inviting or wanting. I've tried.
Exactly. They're so not supposed to. Shit. You know how many of these people who you think supposed to call you don't have no idea you even want to do comedy?
Fuck call you. I'm saying I have came and really been like, yo, I'm a fan of yours. You're a legend here. I want to open for you.
You should have told them that. You fucked up when you told them that.
You really from Philadelphia.
Yeah, you hear
it. You sound like Freeway. Like, sometimes you be talking, I think she's gonna give a, like, cut the beat, yeah?
Ain't nobody gonna just be like, you want to open for me? For real?
If my kids home, nah. Snatch the dishes off your kitchen.
You hopeful? Go out there and do your best, and I'll do the rest.
But here's what I say about social media comedians, because it's two different things. I agree with y'all. Like, if you're not a stand-up comedian and you get booked to do an hour and a headline, you should be smart enough to not do that. You should do what you're strongest at.
You should take $1,000 of that deposit money that they sent you and hire a nigga to write you some material.
Mm. No, but like some still, of them do though. Some of them do. But here's the
but
thing.
But still, you're not gonna be nice. Even with somebody writing your shit, it takes some seasoning to be on stage for a whole hour.
But at least you'll have enough shit to say when you get there.
If you remember it, because you're going to be so goddamn nervous because you're not conditioned for it.
Right.
It's like having a boxer come in, a professional boxer, show you all the punches, but you get in that goddamn ring for the first 30 seconds, you're going to be gassed.
Oh, I don't advocate for none of these niggas to goddamn manipulate the comedy game, because you can't.
What I'm going to say is this. Look, there's also the question that I always get, like, do you think the social media comedians are funny? And my thing is, yeah. There's some who are funny and there's some who are not. The same way coming up in the Def Comedy Jam era or whatever era you were in, whoever, you know, if we're supposed to be the realist in the traditional era, there was garbage niggas then too. And there was great niggas then too. So every era, whatever platform you use, there's going to be the good and the bad. You know, if hip hop niggas would have stopped when the 70s band niggas was like, nah, y'all just gonna be a fad. Y'all cheating and y'all using our music and y'all just spitting words over it and that's not real music. If they would have listened to that shit and got discouraged and stopped doing it, we wouldn't be sitting here.
That's a fact.
We wouldn't be sitting in this room.
That's a fact.
Because hip hop, even though they didn't like it at the time, now they're getting with it. Now they, you know.
And real musicians laughed at them too.
Just real musicians was like, man, fuck them little niggas.
Because I'm a stand-up comedian and sometimes I be wanting to do some shit too, because them niggas look like they're having a lot of fun in them sketches. They be sucking real titties and shit. They be having the OnlyFans
and
girls on there.
Some of them are repetitive and boring. So.
They be slapping girls on the booty and
some bad ones. But I don't like no platform.
They be getting to touch real booties in them sketches.
Bro. I actually like to do stand-up.
Fuck them
like
sketches.
That was the way.
But the stand-up comedian would be like, fuck them sketches. Them niggas ain't even got no punchline.
But see, I do sketch. I do sketch too.
They just got nice, pretty visuals.
I do it all.
That's the thing, Los. I'd be like, fuck them sketches.
Fuck them.
But you gotta, but it's like, it's almost like the new, it's the new.
But see, they do skits.
They do skits. Yeah.
Well, I mean, skits.
Nigga, we play baby basketball.
Sketches.
They do it. They
do it. Live in color school, so we do sketches.
There you go.
That are minutes long.
Yeah, that's why me and Spice was doing.
Wait. So what's the real difference between a skit and a skit?
A skit is a baby sketch.
Skit is baby, exactly.
It's like the, okay.
And it's
typically not as funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
I feel like it's not as well thought out.
For me to do a sketch, I needed to be creative. I needed to be. People call me sketches. I have to be the baby mom. We're going to knock shit off on the shelf on Walmart, and we're going to get put out. Like, that's really what people bring in. It's like, for me, I needed to fit
me. I would have you be a lawyer or a doctor or somebody respectable in the community.
With them same nails.
Yep. Because it would be so unbelievably believable. Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of them, but I like them.
Cool. I feel like you could be in a movie as like...
Don't touch me with that shit.
The bus driver with a big booty. Like, they'll put you in a movie with some white people, you're just going to have to be an aggressive black woman giving them life advice. Like, look, bitch!
They like that.
Go Go get your man. Exactly. You take over. You be in four movies doing that shit.
But that'll be, hey.
It'll be hard. White people love aggressive black women in their face trying to give them life advice. And somebody got to get punched in the face. That's
why people love anything we do. We set the tone for everything, the culture. We make things.
I'm about to find a way to manipulate racism to my advantage.
That's why when y'all talk about people, the bigwig saying no, how can a bigwig say no? We create the culture. We control the culture. I think things are changing in that way as well.
They mind trick you.
We
got to
start tricking white people.
They mind trick you into thinking that they're in control.
We
got
to start tricking white people into doing shit that we don't even like just to see if they're going to really do it.
They're in control of the finance.
True.
But we got to start doing some wild. The shit is all I'm saying.
Like do you know this been our whole plot?
Like next winter, I feel like niggas should just dress like cowboys the whole winter. I'm talking about all the way down. Like,
unannounced, surprising.
And then just then when white people start doing it like we do, just stop doing that shit all of a sudden. It's like, boy, y'all lame as hell wearing that goof ass shit.
I like that.
And we should just come out with some motherfucking chicken hats or something. Something outrageous so we can clearly see that they stealing this shit from us. Nigga, we start wearing chicken hats and next thing you look up, Louis Vuitton chicken hats is $2,500. It's just, I don't know, bro.
Look at bodies. Look at what white women's bodies now. Their lips, their hips, their legs. Like, we already know.
But even our skinny women finer than they skinny women. We could take, fuck all the plastic surgery women. We'll take 100 skinny black women and put them up against 100 skinny white women. No surgery, no makeup. We still gonna win.
For sure.
1,000%.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guests, Afion Crockett, Brandon Lewis, and Mona Love. Oh, we're not through yet. Click the link so you can check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right. Click that link, part two.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions. Real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.